Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To all the new subscribers, thank you so much for subscribing to 50 Shades of K. I really appreciate it. It's your host, Elizabeth K. And if you're listening to this right now on the Mix Facebook page or through the Mix website and you're thinking, wait, subscribe? How do I do that? It's easy. Just go to iTunes, Google Play, your purple little podcast app that came on your iPhone. Yeah, you have one. Go there and search 50 Shades of K to subscribe. And then you're going to be updated if there's a new episode. So thank you so much to everyone that's already done it. Really appreciate it. And I'm excited for today's guest, someone that I've met via social media, a local blogger and fashionista. Pam Keek is here.
Hi.
Pam, you reached out to me because you're thinking about launching your own podcast.
I am. So one of my really good friends, Catherine, is also a blogger. And we have only known each other for like a year, but I feel like everyone thinks we've known each other forever.
That's what I thought when I met you two.
Yeah, we like bicker like an old married couple. And so we thought, why not do a podcast together of us just complaining about random stuff in life? Because that's what we like to do, is just complain. So yeah.
Well, why not? So yeah. We got together, we had some drinks, and once we started talking, I quickly found that, Pam, you are quite the storyteller. I mean, she has a million tattoos. She's been baptized on a bar.
Yep.
Her dad's a pastor.
Yep.
And she has a really successful blog and social media following. And in fact, Vogue actually named you recently one of the influencers. You're a top influencer by Vogue magazine, which is really impressive and has a lot to do with your website that you launched. It's Pamela Keek, the Diary of the Curvy Fashionista. And so bringing Pam in today, I kind of thought, let's talk a little bit about how you became so successful on social media. And lifestyle blogs are all the rage right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone's doing that. Yep. I mean, I've even thought about doing one where it's like, you travel, what do you put in your house? What do you baking your kids? What are you wearing? Everyone's doing these things
totally.
These days. How did you get into it?
So I was actually training for a job, and I went to Minneapolis for about like 4 months for training. And I was just posting pictures of outfits, and everyone was like, oh my God, I love that jacket. Where is that from? Or I love those shoes. Where is that from? And I was like, I'm really sick of answering all of you guys, so I'm just going to put it on the internet.
Sure.
So like, then you guys can just check it out and whatever. And then kind of from there, I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually really fun and you can make this a business. And yeah, so I just kind of spiraled from there.
When you say make it a business though,
yeah.
What's happening with it that it's now become a business? Are you getting items for free? Do you get paid for plugging?
Yeah. So I have a really good relationship with my FedEx driver. She is over at my place all the time. She like knows my dogs by name. Like, yeah. But yeah, companies send stuff for free all the time now, which is awesome. They also, you know, pay for posts. They pay for Instagram posts or Instagram stories. There's some that are actually paid advertisers on the site now that pay monthly for that. And there's always the affiliate programs as well. So
what are the affiliate programs?
So basically like this jacket, if I plugged it on my page and I was an affiliate for Rachel Roy, because that's who this jacket is from, every time someone clicks on that link, you can get paid. And every time someone purchases, you get commission as well.
Now, how does this work with the world of social media? Because there are a lot of people that are plugging things that they aren't supposed to, or they're doing it illegally, and the FTC is on them. Like here at the radio station, we get things sent to us all the time. And I'm proud to say I'm considered an influencer in Milwaukee.
Totally.
But I have to tread very lightly in those waters because I have endorsements that pay me to talk about them on the radio and on social media. Mm-hmm. Yet I have to make sure the consumer has a right to know that there was money being exchanged for some of these items. Yet there are things that I buy on my own that I want to talk about and perhaps plug.
Yeah.
But that could get a paid endorser upset because I'm not plugging their stuff. And it's really delicate waters. How do you navigate through that?
So I think just being really authentic when signing your contracts with companies is really key. So like if I am doing a review on something, I will tell them right away, like, yes, I'll do a review for you, but if I think your product sucks, like, I'm going to tell my followers that it sucks. And, like, you're not going to tell me really what to say. Like, because I don't like the ones where it's like, this is exactly the script that you're going to say. Like, I just turned down one for this flat tummy shake company thing. And they wanted me to say that it was, like, such a great, like, product, and it, you know, you lost so much weight and da-da-da. And first of all, you know, losing weight is not my brand. And, like, I'm all about body positivity and loving yourself the way that you are. And
well, and you've been a plus size model, right?
Yes. So, like, I'm not about the whole, like, I need to lose weight sort of brand. So, and the product was terrible. Like, it tasted bad. It didn't do any, like, it didn't do anything for me. And so they got really mad and they were like, we want you to say exactly this. I'm like, I'm not saying that. And so it ended up being like, it got to the point where I was like, well, then here's your money back. And like, I gave them their money back. So I was like, I'm not going to lie to my followers. And I think that is something that, like, people notice that you're not just telling them to buy something just to buy it because you're getting money from it.
Do you think there are local bloggers, or I guess national bloggers, that are doing that?
Yeah.
That are sort of selling out? Because in our world, I'm kind of like you, where we get pitched a lot of different endorsement opportunities here at the radio station. And now that I've been here for almost 10 years, everyone in the building knows, don't even bother pitching it to me if I'm not really going to love it or use it.
Yeah.
Because I don't take for granted the friends and followers that I have gotten from this business.
Totally.
I don't want to send them down a direction to a company that's really shady or their product is bad when they're spending their hard earn money on it.
Totally. And like, they're following you for like your advice and your opinion on things. And like, realistically, being a lifestyle blogger or a fashion blogger, that's, they're looking for inspiration for things in their life, you know, whether it's clothing or skincare or beauty and all of that kind of stuff. And if you're not really using it, you're just kind of being a fraud and trying to just get money out of these followers, which, don't get me wrong, the money is nice. Like, I appreciate being able to pay my bills, but...
Well, we all need to pay our bills.
But, like, at the end of the day, being really genuine and authentic with that kind of stuff, you're going to gain more followers than just being, like, a walking advertisement on Instagram.
Now, secrets of social media.
Yeah.
Is there... Like here in radio, secrets of radio, if we want to get the phones to light up, we just need to have person one and person two to disagree.
Yeah.
If you disagree and there's that natural tension, people will call. If you talk about cheating, people will call. That's like radio gold.
Yeah.
What is social post gold in your world that you know will automatically get interaction? Is it the whole, I see a lot of the, take someone if you think they would like this jacket or whatever.
Sometimes. I mean, I think the key, like, I'm doing 12 days of giveaways right now on Amawaki. And so we were kind of talking about, you know, how do we get them to enter? Because so many of the giveaways and stuff like that, it's very much like this person, then take three friends, then comment on this. People don't have time for that crap. Like, they're not going to, like, take 20 minutes out of their day to enter to win, like, a crappy prize. Like, let's be real. But I think... always engaging specifically with your following, asking them a question at the end, it usually gets a lot of engagement in your posts.
Like, what's an example?
Like, I'm trying to think of one that I just did. Oh, I did one where I was like, everyone keeps saying that my hair looks really blonde, but the truth is I just washed all the dry shampoo out of it. Like, what are your lazy girl hacks? And like, then everyone would like comment like, oh, my hack is this, or I totally live with dry shampoo, or like something that they can really relate to.
Sure.
Then they're going to engage a lot more than just here's a post. Like,
yeah, that makes sense. It's more interaction.
Totally.
Now, how did you get the 32,000 followers on social media? Did it happen overnight or was it gradual?
The first maybe 10,000 was really quick. It was pretty much overnight, I guess. So I had a brand give me a dress and they shared it, and then that got shared again, and then it ended up in Plus Model Magazine. And then I remember calling my best friend and literally telling him in the morning, I was like, I think Instagram's broken. Like, who do I call to like let them know that something is wrong with Instagram
right
now?
Right.
This is not right. Because I woke up to 10,000 new followers overnight and I was like, this isn't right.
Isn't that powerful? The power of the internet can be very overwhelming at times when you think about how many people have seen your face that you don't even know.
I know, it's so crazy. And like, of course, with gaining a following that quickly, you would get the people that are like, oh, she paid for them, or oh, whatever. Because, I mean, there are a lot of people that pay for their followings. And I have prided myself in never being that.
Yeah.
So, like, trying to, like, fight off that, too, was difficult. But I was like, I need to call Instagram. Like, that was, like, my big focus.
Instagram even have a number to call?
I don't
think
they have a number. They don't have a number. But I was like, I need to, like, get a hold of Mr. Instagram and tell him that something is wrong. Because, yeah. But since then, it's just been really gradual. Pretty steady. It's been about a couple hundred or so every week, which is good. I want to make sure that I'm getting like the right following, not too many like fake followers. And I mean,
yeah,
you're going to get those regardless of whoever, whatever you're following.
Yeah, they're just out there. Those spam accounts just exist.
Yeah, they're just there. But really engaging with other bloggers, seeing who's following bloggers that you admire and reaching out to them or like liking their pictures, commenting on their pictures so then they see who you are. Like, that's really important because then you're getting people that are similar to what you want your following to be.
A lot of photographers, I have friends that are photographers and mm-hmm. they're really successful on social media and that's what they do. Do you find that the blogging world is more supportive and build you all up, or is it more competitive?
It depends on who you're talking to.
Really?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of bloggers in this, especially Milwaukee. Milwaukee is very small. It's a small Milwaukee. It's a small blogging community. Everyone knows everyone. We see everybody at the same events. So, I mean, I like to say that there's room for everybody. Like, I like to, you know, reach out to other bloggers. If a brand reaches out to me and it's not a right fit for me, but it's a right fit for someone that I know, pass it along.
Like, good for you, Pam.
Totally, like, you know, want to build up everyone because realistically, all of our demographics are all different at the end of the day. Like, someone who follows me as, you know, a plus size fashion person is not going to follow my friend Catherine, who's like, like a size two, you know, like they're not going to follow. And she has street style and I have, you know, much more of kind of like a girlier kind of vibe. So like everyone is very different in what they're doing. And no one just follows one blogger, like realistically,
you know,
so like you're always following like a million of them. So I think just like overall, it's pretty supportive. I mean, of course you get some people that are not, but
you're going to get that in any workplace.
You're
going to
get that everywhere. You're going to get that everywhere you go. And, you know, at the end of the day, you all can relate on something though. So, I mean, we all are kind of like a little community that we just like reach out to each other and be like, oh my gosh, have you worked with this brand? Because they're driving me nuts or like, you know, stuff like that. So,
now, yes. How do you know who you can trust when you say these brands are coming to you with contracts and things like that? Did you have a lawyer oversee any of this or did you handle this all on your own?
They've all been pretty easy up until now. Like I have one right now that I'm having a lawyer look at and it was like my first like big one. And I'm like, do I have to like, cause now it's like before it was like, okay, well we're trading services. So like, we'll give you product.
You give them plugs.
Like, yes. So it's like that kind of thing. Now when
do
they're
you get
like,
taxed on a lot of that?
See, this is like my first real year.
Because we do. We get taxed here at the radio station. I love when people say like, oh, you got that for free. Honey, nothing is free.
No.
Believe me, you still have to pay for things.
So like this is the first real year that I've gotten anything substantial.
Well, you
enough.
Need to have like a 1099 for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
This year is going to be very fun with the taxes.
It's not fun.
I'm like dreading it. But the latest one that I'm doing, it was big enough that I was like, I need to have like an attorney look this over and
smart.
Just make sure that everything is good. And because the product is a lot more money than anything that I've ever been gifted, I was like, okay, I need to make sure I get taxed on it and all of that kind of stuff.
And make sure that you're protected. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause my biggest fear is I do not want to end up like Teresa Giudice.
And who's just that?
Like, oh my God. Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Honey, I don't do the Real Housewives.
Girl.
So what's her, tell me what is,
oh my God, that her husband had her sign all these contracts.
Okay. Fun fact. I know you're talking about, but I've only seen her name in print. I've never heard it pronounced.
Oh, it's pronounced so like 50
now,
different ways.
So just now when you said it, I'm like, who? She's the one with the thick brown hair, has the daughters. He went to jail. She went to jail.
Yes,
all that
because
stuff.
She was just signing contracts and didn't know that.
Don't
she had
end up
tags.
Like her.
And I was like, that has been like my big thing. I was like, do not be Teresa. Like, do not end up in jail.
No, don't. People do get audited.
Yes.
Now let's go to your blog really quickly. We're also going to talk about coming up here how Pam was kicked out of a Hanson concert at Summerfest, sober and in her 20s, meaning she had enough sense to know right from wrong.
Yep.
But when it comes to your blog/website.
Yeah.
any mistakes that you made that you, looking back now, if you could give advice to someone that's thinking about doing this of what not to do?
Checking your domain name to make sure that no one has copywritten it first. Because originally, my blog was called The Diary of a Curvy Fashionista. Now it's Pamela Keek, The Diary of a Curvy Fashionista. So long story short, Curvy Fashionista is copywritten, that little chunk. So when my blog started taking off, I got reached out to saying,
cease and desist.
Hey, change it or we're going to have problems.
There's only one curvy fashionista around
and
here.
So I had to change it, which is fine. And like we came to an agreement and it was fine. Like I was able to, you know, have it as my tagline instead of my blog name and whatever. But like that was a big pain in the ass. Wait, I can swear on here, right?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a big pain
in the
ass.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, that was a big pain in the ass to try and deal with. And just avoid that at all costs. I think, too, focusing on growing your numbers so much when really you should be focusing on the content that you're putting out. Like, if you're putting out good content, the numbers are going to come.
And like you said, once you sort of got discovered overnight, thank goodness you had good content.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are going to go to your blog and say, well, she's a disappointment.
Yeah. And I think that, like, if you're putting out really good content, people are going to find you and they're, you know, are going to tell their friends about them and are about your blog and all of that kind of stuff. I think that so many times when you're starting out, you're like, I have to get that K next to my followers and have like 10,000 followers because then I'm legit. And it's like, no, like I have friends that, you know, have maybe 2,500 Instagram followers, but their stuff is phenomenal.
And they're loyal followers.
Yes.
Quality over quantity.
Yes, absolutely.
Got
absolutely.
It. Now, when Pam walked into the studio here, we have our Mix and Mistletoe Bash coming up with Hanson.
Woo!
And she saw it written on the board in the studio. And then you told me, partly, I told her, save it for the podcast. You started telling me how you were kicked out from a Hanson show at Summerfest
only
a couple years ago. What happened?
I sure was. So Hanson was my first concert ever when I was like 12, 10, maybe. No, 10. At the Marcus Amphitheater back in the day. And they came back to Summerfest. I was probably 25 at the time. And so me and all my girlfriends went. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun. We're going to go like jam out to Hanson. And we, for some reason, didn't get drunk. We were sober at Summerfest, which never happens, but whatever. And so we were going to leave. And I saw that the gate that goes backstage, like towards the backstage part, was just like cracked open a little bit and there was no guard there, so I thought that was like an invitation to like, hey, come on back,
why not, gates open.
I was like, hell yeah. So I walked back there and I saw Hanson in the distance before I got kicked out, but I did meet Frankie Muniz in the process because he's apparently friends with Hanson.
Who knew?
Right? Like the most random person. I was like, wait a minute. Like,
you're Frankie Muniz.
Yeah. Why are you here? But yeah, no. So like he said hi to me as like the guard was like taking me out. And I'm just like, I just want to meet Isaac and Zach and Taylor.
They are so cute. And those boys have grown up to be good looking men.
I know.
And they have, I want to say like 11 kids between the three of them.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
They have a bunch of kids.
And like, I think Taylor has like a 20-year-old or something. Like he has like a really old.
Well, like, are they really religious?
I think they got married young
and started young.
Yeah. But I know I'm really excited. Now I like want to go to that concert.
December 20th. Get
I
your tickets. Only a couple left. This is a plug now for Hanson. 99.1themix.com. Pam Keek is her name. We're going to link everything up at our website, also on the 50 Shades of K social post. You can get in touch with Pam. Follow her. She's real. You have awesome fashion advice.
Your blog
is really fun, too. I mean, it's not just fashion. It's beauty. It's lifestyle.
Totally.
And you're writing for onmilwaukee.com.
I am. I have my own column there now, which is so exciting. When I first started, I wrote down a list of like goals that I wanted to have with the blog. And on there was to have my own column for onmilwaukee. And now here we are. I like secret boarded that shit or something.
You
like,
did. That is what the power of the secret is, Pam.
Yes.
You're proof that it works.
Yes. So if the secret book wants to sponsor me, like, holler at your girl.
Yeah, because that's what she does now. Pam, you've got to be back on 50 Shades of K because
this
was sort of a how-to and kind of learn about how to get your brand going and have success on social media. But I also want to just talk to you because you have opinions on everything.
Talking about my Tinder dates?
Yes, Tinder dates, Bumble dates. Aren't you talking to some guy on Bumble right now?
Yes.
Well, last time I talked to you, you were.
Yes, we went on another date.
How many dates is this?
This is 4 now.
Shit's getting real, Pam.
But we decided we're just going to be friends.
Wait, what? That's boring?
I know.
Friends with more than that?
No. Like, we're just going to like be friends and see where it goes.
Who was the one that said that? He did or you did?
He did.
Oh, Pam.
I know. But then he wants to like hang out this weekend,
too. Well, of course
too.
He does. So he wants like, his cake and he'll eat it, too.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know.
So maybe she'll be back talking about Tinder dates. Pam Keek, thanks for stopping by 50 Shades
Thank
of Cake.
Thank you.
And again, if you liked this podcast and you want to hear more, make sure to subscribe. Do it now. Search 50 Shades of K. That's 50 Shades of K. And be a subscriber. Thanks so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.